Okay. So the Fakhaf Khes, we saw the nine examples. He brought the nine examples that the Yetzer Hara brings to gonna see where this went to. It gets a person to doubt and to start questioning the basic yesodus, the basic fundamental yesodus of Yiddishkeit. And the teretzim, you need that. So we saw nine examples of how the Yetzer Hara attacks a person. Now he's going to take it a shlav up. He's going to talk to a slightly higher level of person. Dugmos elu shevaiti mechelek harishon shel hatachbulos ha-Yetzer. Marus is Sveikus. The Machnis believer to Adam, Shainu may vin harbor, Bechochmas Elohim, the Torosa. But somebody doesn't have too much Torah knowledge and too much understanding of Yiddishkeit. Aval, Larim Sheeshu Yadir, Bechochmas Elohim, the Torosa. Somebody who has already started learning a little bit, he knows something about the Chochma of Hashem and his Torah. Where the Yetzer sees that the nine dugmot before aren't going to really affect the person who has a fundamental grasp on the Yesodus, and he understands something about Torah and the Chochmas of Torah and the Chochmas Elokis. So then the Yetzer Hara comes with other attacks. He comes directly with a seichel, and he attacks you within the Torah. He comes to you with kashas and tzveikas from Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh. The God of Shu melamed oto, who may be like ilu hochoches, ve'oisen hachoches, hachoches, sherak, v'hashkofer yishoyna adam mishtachneem lem. The riots that the Yetzer Hara brings from Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh are only going to be proofs in Muskol Rishon. Hashkofer Rishona. When you hear what he says, you go, oh, wow, that seems I never thought about it. You think about it a little bit, you'll see. Alav Acha Iun, Midbarot Shal Ein HaNechoneisem Nechoneis, Vein Hechreich Lagir LeMoskonoisein. A little bit of thought, you'll go into it, you'll study it, you'll learn a little bit about what he's talking about. Mr. Shum will give us some examples. Then you'll realize that there's nothing there. The conclusions he's drawing, the hanochas, they're not correct. There's nothing correct. His hypotheses are incorrect. His foundations are incorrect. But Bamut Korishun, that sounds very impressive. You know, you have that sometimes when you're learning. And you say something, you go, wow, that's a Moedika Kash, a Moedika Pshat, yeah? And then you think about it afterwards, you realize, no, there's a problem here, there's a problem there, and it falls apart. So the Yetzer Hara comes to you in the Muskol Rishon, in the Kofi Rishon, it sounds gewaldic. But you piece it apart, you think about it, you analyze it, you process it, you'll see that, that what he's saying doesn't make sense. Okay, so the Yetzer Bo Alecha Bepitim Eilu, Keilu, in Sich Lecha Hutzolu, the Yetzer Hara comes to you with these seductions. But your seichel is solid. Your seichel is clear. When comes sugal hativ livdok et nechoynes ha'choysov v'shas ha'vikuach v'chilufei ha'dais itoy. When you're in the middle of an argument with the Yates, and the Yates comes with all these proofs and all these different approaches. So if your seichel is clear, then you're able to check it out and see whether what he's saying is correct or not. Again, when your seichel is clear and you're thinking straight and you analyze carefully what he's saying, then you'll see how the Yetzer Hara is making you, getting you to make Now he's making a mistake. He's getting you to think incorrectly. With all his riyas and his proofs, very impressive they sound. But when you pierce them a little bit, you see there's nothing there. And it'll be clear to you the correct hatkafas. But he's gonna look at derech. You'll find the correct path. And you'll be safe from all the sveikas. Your chokhmah will stay clear and solid, and your maisim won't become mushuboshim, confused and incorrect. So that's again, the Eitzara comes to you with all these ruas and proofs and whatever. The Muskorishon, it sounds very interesting. Shalom Yonatan. And then you'll think about them a little bit. You'll shine a bit of light on these chokhmas. You'll realize that there's nothing to it, and then you'll be standing on firm ground. You'll be standing on very firm ground. Many examples of this. You have, for example, when people ask you questions. You work in Kiruv, and whether you're out there or you have family that's not from, they ask you difficult questions. If you're not here and you're not comfortable with the subject yourself, you're not going to be able to deal with it for them. And to give an example, I said, "Oh, this doesn't bother me that much." Well, it does bother a lot of people. Is people tell me they're diving for the Beis Hamikdash to be rebuilt, but then there's going to be animal sacrifices. How do you explain animal sacrifices, Rabbi? So if you're not comfortable with it, and you haven't looked into it, and you haven't understood the subject, you're going to answer it. You're going to be able to answer it for them. Then they'll start bringing you riyas. Listen, you see, da 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 da. A lot of questions about the Torah is not fair to women. And again, if you've got it clear and you're comfortable with it and you've learned a bit, you can answer that because you yourself are clear with it. But if you're not clear yourself, you're going to have a hard time dealing with those kind of questions. The same when the Yetzer Hara comes to you. If your Sechel is clear, you have a clear understanding of the way things work, you have a clear understanding of the Kosh Baruch Hu works, and the Yetzer Hara is not going to be able to come and start bringing you riyas and slog you up from with proofs or whatever from the Torah that you see that you're wrong. Because even if you don't understand, and even if you don't have a proof against him, you know the Torah is true, and say, "Oh, that's not up for discussion. It's just something I don't understand yet." Which is a very wise thing to do, is to recognize that you can't understand everything. In fact, everything we understand is very little of what there is to understand. If that's your starting point, then you won't be shook. Because the answer will come with a big bomb of kasha somewhere in Torah. And you meet people like this. People are big, big kashas on the Torah, and they're still from their davening, whatever, but the mamash korov lapi causes. Why? Because they have writings and kashas from the Torah that you see the Torah is that's not correct. You see? So why don't we get disturbed by that? We see the kasha. I said I got a kasha. What kasha? So I don't have an answer to every kasha, but it doesn't impact on my munna. That's what the Yetzer is trying to do. He's trying to get you to start peppering away at your munna by bringing your ass from the Torah itself. So again, if your seichel's clear and you have a clear sense of reality, he's not gonna rock your boat too much. Aval, im ein seichel chamas sugala hafchin b'to'os shebha chochaisov. If your seichel's not going to be able to determine, to distinguish the mistakes in his proofs, as a yoichel leftot otpa ba'ifin yoisach hazak, then he can really get you very strong. And he can enforce himself, he can strengthen himself over you much easier. And he can rule over you and surround you in your outer world and in your inner world very, very quickly. Sorry, not very quickly, more quickly. The person who knows a lot of Torah and a lot of Chochmah, but if his seichel isn't clear, then he's in more danger than somebody that doesn't know too much Torah. It sounds a bit strange. Somebody who doesn't know any Torah, we saw from the nine of Chochmahs before that was aimed at him. It's very easy to mefati him. But you can also give him answers. But somebody who's got Torah and Chochmah, but he doesn't have this clear Musadika Seichel, he's in a lot of trouble. Why is it like that? The Eitz Hara comes to you with taina sichlos. Where's the refuge? We thought in Shara Avodas Elokim as well. Where's the refuge? Good as your seichel. What does the seichel say about this? The Eitz Hara comes with da 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 da. How are you going to deal with it? Your emotions? That's not a safe place. And you ask your seichel. What does your seichel say? Process it through the seichel. But yeah, he's attacking you in your seichel. He's coming to you with taina sichlos. He's bringing you clear proof that your seichel can rely upon. If he's convinced your seichel that he's right, I don't know what he's saying, yeah? I thought he was saying that it's easier for the Yetzirah to rule over somebody. It's easier for the Yetzirah to rule over somebody who does have Rabba Chochma as opposed to somebody who doesn't understand too much. Oh, so when he attacks you in your seichel, he's been matzliach to convince you in your seichel. Not just is your seichel bending away from you and not driving you in the correct way. Rather, the Yetzer is using your seichel to help him against you. Because you're relying on your seichel. When you have a sophic, when you have a doubt, you don't know what to do. You're relying on your seichel. And you rely on your seichel when something's not clear to you, when you don't understand something. You rely on your seichel. But yeah, the Yetzer Hara has managed to enter into your seichel and convince you that he's right, or Peter Seichel. And now, not only don't you have your Seichel in order to defend yourself against the Yetzer, but the Yetzer is using your very Seichel to attack you. What you would normally use when you have a doubt, when you're not sure what to do, you go to the Seichel. Yeah, your Seichel has been kidnapped. And the Yetzer has managed to overcome and strengthen himself over you. Dafke in the Seichel. Al yaday shirimo kha b'shkarim v'teo sam lefonov in the chaynim al yaday hachochas chais chais. He's brought you mamash clear rayas. He's brought you mavutta rayas. Proper rayas. You see, look, yeah, it says this. I don't know if you've ever had conversations with people like this. Unfortunately, more than once I've had to have conversations with people like this. You're wasting your time. There's no one to talk to there. I generally don't get. I used to get engaged. You know, I'm a little bit older and I'm a bit more lazy, so I don't. No, because there's no one to talk to. The seichels become perverted. It's very hard to deal with that. They have to go sit and learn Gemara for a long, long time and get their seichels straightened out again. Yeah, but they go, this kash, I'll bring it out. But the Rambam says this, but you haven't understood the Rambam. The Yetzer Hara's mamash gone and twisted your seichel. And you're not in a position to turn around and say, hey, I don't understand. You know, maybe somebody who knows more can help me understand. No, they're convinced. They know what they're talking about. And they'll bring you rise from everywhere. And sometimes the first time I encountered that was in America. I met a guy who mamish knew a welt. The guy was mamish. I couldn't argue with him. Yeah? At first, when I met him, I was like, you know, I would stand up for him. And after I realized, he completely twisted. And he hasn't got the courage to turn around and say, are you right? I don't know. No, he knows this. And he's right. Yeah, he's right. Okay. But one second, who says you know everything? You have a Rebbe, you have somebody you can test your svaras up against. You can go to Talmud Chacham and say, am I thinking straight? Maybe I'm not thinking straight. No, he knows. He knows better. He's got it clear. He's got it clear. If it's an Amma Aretz, he doesn't know what he's talking about. But certainly he's not in so much danger. But you can always help him get to his seichel, and then from the seichel, he has a safe place to stand and have a look at what's going on. But if the seichel's already been captured by the Yetzirah, then what do you fight back with? He's not prepared to release his seichel to the Tzadat Tov, so he's in a lot of trouble. He's not lying to you. He's presenting all these proofs as mamash 100% correct. Every level, there's a certain amount of sheker. It's impossible in this world to avoid sheker lagamre. But a person at a certain level where he's got more MS and a little bit of sheker, the Yetzirah will take you down a rung. There'll be more sheker and less MS. And then another one and another one until there's only sheker. I'm so glad I'm seeing this now. At the end, I'll switch off the recording. I'll tell you why I'm so happy to have seen this now. I don't want to do it on the recording. and I don't want to interrupt now to switch off the recording, put it back on again. So afterwards, I'll tell you. That's what the Yetzirah does. He comes to you and he takes your seichel a little bit. And he gets you just to buy into a little bit of sheker. And then next time, a little bit more, and a little bit more, and a little more. What's his goal? I mentioned this last week. What's his goal? His goal is total oblivion. Nothing. Your chokhmah has become mamash the worst thing for you. Your seichel has become the reason why you've been lost. That seichel, that unbelievable tool that we have to arrive at the truth, has mamash become your undoing. Well, the unbelievable hashgachah, exactly what happened today. Yeshua says, you start calling bad good, you start calling good bad. You start calling darkness light and light darkness. Sweet things you call bitter, bitter things you call sweet. You mamash, you got everything wrong, everything wrong. What does this mean? They arrive at this because in their own eyes they're big chachomim. And they hold themselves as deep understanding, people deep understanding. They bring mamash seichel dikarayas. Mamash had an incident like this today with somebody. Mamash chokhmah taking him all the way out of this world, completely gone. That's how far the Yetzirah will go with a person like this. Yesharim dalcha Hashem v'tzadikim yelchu bam v'poishim yikachoshu lubam. It's the pasuk in Hoshea. The ways of Hashem are straight. The tzadikim walk in a straight path, and the Rishayim are going to trip up and fall so badly. Same path. Because that seichel's been perverted. So he has to give us what we're going to do about this. But you don't want to stand on my arets and say, I'm going to stay on safe ground. I'm just going to stay a fool. I'm going to know nothing and I'm not going to learn. And I'll be like, and then the Yetzer can't attack my seichel because I don't have a seichel to attack. No, you want to grow. You want to become more and more of a Baal Seichel. You want to become a Chochem. You want to learn more. But then you're stepping into danger zones here. You think that people like that, I've met people like this. They know more than anybody. He's a Talmud Chochem and he's a learned guy and whatever. But look, call him up because he knows better than everybody else. You can't talk to him. Oh, you're dead. This and this and this and this and this big tzaddik. When push comes to shove, you see, he's at war against every god or betrayer. Not about the fool who knows nothing and he just doesn't understand why Rav Elashiv paskened like that. So we understand why he doesn't understand Rav Elashiv, because he's never learned in his life before, so why should he understand anything? But these people come on coming, they think they know more than all the Rosh Yeshivas. Maybe you'll dim your tear. You can slog Reb Chaim up whenever you want. He's got it clear. Not because he's a fool, but because he's too clever. So what's the remedy for this? This is dangerous. So we people that learn Torah, we hope we have a little bit of seichel. Yeah, he's always going to come and he's going. Well, that's dangerous. You have to see how you get around that. He's going to tell us what that is. But Klanema, Keshem Ishtamshim B'Chochma, L'Materosa Nechoina. When a person's using, it means it starts before. It starts with what's. Where's your starting point? What are your goals? If you're using Chochma for the correct purpose, L'Dat Al Yodah Mahu Rotzen Hashem Ve'ech L'Kayim Oto. You want to know what the Rotzen Hashem is and how do I go about keeping the Rotzen Hashem? As a refuah le kol machala, then it's a refuah for all the problems. But if you're not using your chokhmah, your seichel for this, you're using your seichel and your chokhmah to bring rayas for the rates of horror that you have. As u machala sha'ein lo refuah ve lo trufa, there's no cure for you. There's no cure for you. Not you. Talking about the people that have this problem, or Hashem. We want to know what the right thing is to do. We want to use our chokhmah to serve Hashem better. Will we always do it? No, probably not. In fact, for sure not. But the kavanah of why I'm learning, the kavanah of why I'm doing what I do is because I want to be a better person. I want to serve Hashem better. I'm not trying to find rayas. I'm not learning Torah so that I can slog up and bring rayas for the Yetzirah. Because if you are, there's no. He says there's no medicine for that disease. The Torah is compared to Aish. Why? Because it has these two properties. The Mishnah writes a little bit of many echle kaimes rotzon Hashem hime ire senayim boira. Same way as fire provides light, somebody who wants to do the rotzon Hashem and he wants to find out from the Torah how to serve Hashem better, then the Torah enlightens his eyes. Ve'ere neinu b'seira sechu b'davin for. But fire provides light; it's illuminating. Moshe Nema mitzvah Hashem bore meire senayim. It's a candle for my light. Your words are a light for my pathways. I can find my way around. He's going to be judged with Aish. He's using Chochma for possible goals. What happens? Fire and brimstone, that's for the Rishoyim. Vnema ki Lo is kereni v'lo adaber od b'shmoi v'ay b'libi k'eish bo'eres u'tzibosmach. Al kain hizo shelo yeh tzadecha noiti miderech avoysecha u'menesiv arishoinim lederech hadoshu b'divyu mi'alev. Therefore, be very careful, he says, not to take steps and bend your way from the derech of our fathers and from the path of the Rishonim and find new paths. We're very nervous about Naya Zachar. This is where you have to come to. This is what it boils down to. Don't be too reliant on your seichel. Don't go after your own Eitzah. Ask questions. Find out somebody knows more than you and check. And don't use your own das. Well, tachshov, tachshod, et avosecha shadrochem eich lagir letovostro shenichilu lecho. And don't distrust your father's ways, how to get to the good path that they inherited to you. And I don't think that they're not true, or they're not correct. Don't start contradicting the eitzes they gave you. Don't think that they didn't know all the things you're thinking and saying. Don't think they never heard of them. They knew them very well. What you're talking about. The Eitzia is, develop your seichel, develop your das. Do as much as you can to develop your seichel and your das and your bina and your and arrive at your own conclusions. But before you do anything, you have a rebbe, you have someone to ask, am I thinking straight? Is this right? So I'm just switching off the recorder here because I just have to get this off my chest.